Thank you. Good morning. As Liz say, you know, this is a study, you know, that we started last year, and it's about, you know, the work of the community health workers in advocacy. Okay, our history, you know, as the Arizona Prevention Research Center, you know, have some projects, you know, with CHWs, which I was involved since the beginning. The first one was the chronic disease care model. You know, it was for women 40 years and older who were, you know, and who didn't have insurance, and so they can be and they can have, you know, breast and cervical cancer, so we can have, you know, that study from them. And then that ended in 2004, and then the next one came from 2004 to 2009, when we have the Diabetes Comprehensive Research Project, who was involved in that community, in my community, with diabetes projects with family intervention and patient intervention. And then the last one, and the one that I'm actually, you know, doing right now is Acción para la Salud, Action for Health, who is, you know, is about the advocacy, you know, for all the CHWs in the whole country. And it started last year, and it's gonna end in 2013. Acción para la Salud. So how do we community health workers use community advocacy to engage their communities in addressing, you know, the social determinants of health disparities in the communities along the Arizona-Mexico border? That's, you know, one of our main problems, because we are in the border, and the border is a very unique and very difficult in all ways, you know, because we have several problems, and as you know now, you know, we have a big problem, you know, with a new law, SBA 1070. So now we have more worries with that law. Okay, so we want to show, you know, what is community versus individual advocacy, because sometimes, you know, the community health workers, they cannot face, you know, what are they doing. And so, like, we explain here, you know, like the individual advocacy. You know, my client went to the pharmacy and was told that the insurance won't pay for the diabetes medication. So, you know, as an individual advocacy, you know, you work with the clinic in a way to get, you know, samples of the medication. Mostly, you know, we have a lot of problems with the person who have diabetes, and then with the medication that she or he needs, you know. And then the community advocacy, you know, you identify the clients, you know, with similar problems, and then you go and cite a petition for the insurance to include medications, and then your clinic will negotiate with a insurance company. The community health clinic that we have is federal funded, you know, and they do cheaper and free samples, mostly with diabetes population. Okay, we already done.
No, we didn't. You got them both?
Yeah.
This is the second example.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Individual advocacy, you know, my clients tell me they want to eat more healthy, but there are no places to buy affordable produce. Individual advocacy, you help them enroll in the WIC supplemental food vouchers that cover the produce. But when you go to the community advocacy, you and your clients collect this information in a survey and use it to convince local corner stores to increase their inventory of other healthy foods, you know. And your group goes to city council to discuss providing these vendors with incentives. We also, you know, as a coalition, we have a coalition down in the community. We were able to start, you know, the farmers market, you know, since last year, the farmers market accept, you know, with vouchers. So they have, you know, we were able to get that implanted in the community. The last year, you know, the farmers market was called farmers market, you know, but because of our unique population in, because we are really in the border now since this coming year when we started the farmers market is called Douglas Mercado. You know, I'm in the advisory committee, you know, to get that market going on, and we ended on October 31st, but we are starting to growing with vendors and produce little by little. It's our second year. I think so that our third year will be a lot better. So what is the National Committee, Health Workers Advocacy Survey? The objective is to develop a national baseline of CHW community advocacy that can be compared to CHW advocacy among the Arizona PRC research partners. So so they want the partners on the in the Arizona, they want to know, you know, what is happening in the whole country. And it was disseminated with the cooperation of state and national CH networks. The CHWs, they were invited by emails to fill out a web-based survey, the monkey survey, and it was online since January 2010 to September 2010. Of that month, you know, we have just 332 total respondents, but not everybody responds, you know, some answers. They probably, we still thinking, you know, the researchers, they are still thinking, you know, probably they didn't understand or they didn't feel, you know, what are they doing, you know, as a community health workers. So respondents by state, you know, we have of the 332, you know, we have a number of 308 who responded, you know, the states they were represented. And as you can see, you know, we have, you know, 11% who responded from Arizona, but we were amazed to see, you know, that we have 34%, you know, respondents, you know, from Texas. It was the majority of respondents in Texas. And then as we have few that were other respondents, you know, but the majority of percentages went between Arizona, Texas, Oregon. We have Texas and Arizona, we have the same percent of respondents, and then in coming with Massachusetts and Minnesota, and then New Mexico with a 4%, New York with 3%, and Rhode Island with 2%. And with the other ones, we were like a 6%. Types of organizations, you know, they were asked, you know, what type of organizations, you know, they were working. And just 317 of those 332 answered this question. And as you see, you know, that in tribal health, you know, it was just 1%. In other type of organizations, it was 12%. But with us community health centers and clinics, you know, we have 33% that they are working over there. And the grassroots, you know, community-based organizations, we have the 33%. So it's more or less the same, you know, with community-based organizations and the clinic settings. The hospitals, 9%, and 9% in the health department. And insurance, 3% of those people who responded. And when we asked, you know, what were the three health issues that they were addressed by CHWs, the 50%, they say that it was the 56% was chronic diseases, the prevention and health promotion was 40%, and accessing health services at 39%. And then health issues addressed by CHWs, you know, just 296 respondents, you know, and as you can see, the highest is chronic disease. It was 56%. And then, you know, the other one is assessing health services and prevention. And then they are going down with alcohol, tobacco use, and behavioral health is at the highest, and maternal and child health. This is the population served by CHWs, 311 responded. And as you can see, the Hispano-Latino population is the one who are served the most. And it's mostly like a 96%. And then, you know, low income. As we community health workers, we are always working with underserved, uninsured, and very, 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 you know, poor, you know, poor communities. So you can see that is mostly in all the states is the same problem, is underserved, high in Latino population and low income population, and then goes to African American population. And non-Hispanic white, and then median income. But mostly is Hispanic Latino with low income population. So, you know, when they were asked about the advocacy that they have been doing, you know, 68%, you know, they asked that they have ever had advocacy training, yes. Then does your formal job description specifically include individual advocacy? The 57% says yes, they do. And then does your formal job description specifically include community advocacy? The 58% say yes. And then, you know, activities, you know, how to help an individual or family, you know, the 55%, you know, they ask yes, you know, and they to make a change in their workplace. That 42% they ask, you know, the yes, and how to help their community at the 48%. So they more or less they know, you know, what is you know the activities they are doing in advocacy. In involvement in organized networks organizations, you know, we asked, you know, that question in any kind of network organization, 46% they ask, yes, they belong to that organization. In a local organization, 39%, and a regional, 18%, and a state, 19%, and in a national, just 8%. So it seems like we have to keep advocating for ourselves to keep, you know, ourselves, you know, united in nationwide. So our next steps, you know, will be, you know, a complete analysis of the survey. This is just a first glance. You know, we just finished, you know, the data in September the 30th. It was put it together, you know, in October. So, you know, collect additional advocacy stories from survey respondents, share results on a regional and national level, and initiate discussions about the role of state networks in collecting data on CHWs on a national level. So that's what we, you know, that's the next steps. And these are the acknowledgments. You know, we are the committee of the Prevention Research Center. Thank you very much.
I think we have time for a few questions now, if you'd like to just take them right now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Questions?
No? Sara?
Yes. That they say yes. That's what we are thinking, you know, that probably they didn't feel that they are doing community advocacy, but probably they are doing it, and they don't feel that they are doing. They feel that they are doing individual advocacy, you know, but a community, and a lot of them they are doing community advocacy too, you know, because I have seen, you know, community health workers, promotoras doing that, but they don't have the idea that that's community. They feel that that's the dean that is in his job. That's what we're thinking, you know, that's why they didn't respond the way they should.
Did you have something to add?
Yes.
Looked at various roles, so like they might be seeing themselves as doing information referral or health education,
yes,
but not advocacy.
Not advocacy.
So there were multiple roles they could choose from.
So they don't feel that they are doing community advocacy, you know, but just, you know, working in a setting, you know, that they are having a like we, you know, we have, you know, the two promotores that they are working, you know, with the programs. They have, you know, classes of 20, 18 persons, and they are having, they are doing referrals, you know, and they are coming to the farmers market, and they are doing the coalitions, and they are doing, you know, presentations in the schools, you know, together on nutrition wellness policy. And they don't feel they are doing community advocacy. I have to start telling them, yes, 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 you are community too. So that's that. They don't feel it, you know. It's like a, it seems like a, it's something that they have to do it.
Did you have a question?
Yes, Jenny? Lisa. Oh, yeah. By the Survey Monkey. Uh huh. From the CH networks, from the list servers, you know, from the networks on the country, and from some lists, you know, of conference, you know, that we have, you know, that we have attendance, you know, from some lists in the conference, in our own list of the our community, our association.
And just to add to that, a lot of networking done to reach out to those organizations, building on things like the section. Connections. Uh-huh. Or did you attend at C-Show to do outreach? Did you to take the?
Yes, I attend Unity.
I did
a presentation. I did a poster presentation, and I told them about this to join. You know, to get into the Survey Monkey to do the survey over there in the Unity. I did a presentation, and I was outreach. Telling them to do it. Please do it. You know, we need information about you, and that's, you know. We were amazed, you know, when we saw that we have 135 surveys from Texas. It was like, it was, you know, we were hoping, you know, to have more like from California. They have a big network, you know, but I don't know what happened.
I think there was a question
yes,
over here.
Yes, sir.
First of all, thank you for the presentation. Very interesting. Uh-huh. I have a question about your outreach efforts in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the survey community and getting their input on what their issues were and what their needs were and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Besides getting their input, do you do any ongoing engagement efforts to address all the various issues that these communities are dealing with?
Yes, yes, we have a coalition. We have a coalition, you know, the Special Action Group coalition, who involves several, you know, people from the community that we have been set there, you know, since 1999, and then, you know, we talk about all those issues, and we have, you know, we go and talk, you know, with the problems that are happening, you know, like, you know, the working groups, you know,
right.
That when we have, you know, in the classes, you know, when we have, you know, the lighting, you know, in the park, you know, that the ladies cannot walk because it's too dark and things like that, we go to the parks and recs, you know, and do efforts to so they can put all the lighting, that fix the sidewalks and the dogs, you know, without leash, things like that. We do all that with parks and recs, and then we tell them about, you know, to tell us about that, you know, the food that they are using in the stores, you know, that they are selling, you know, junk food or things like that. And we were able, as a coalition, we were able to implement the nutrition wellness policy with the Douglas Unified School District a year before it was implemented, you know, by the Congress. So we were 1 year ahead, you know, thanks to the coalition, doing, you know, presentations, you know, to the PTSO meetings in the whole district, so that we can telling the parents what was happening, you know, with the food in the schools. So it was implemented, you know, as a policy with a board of the Douglas schools. It was a year before. The whole state did it. So it's, we are working, you know, as a coalition. We have several things doing, because we have been there for more than 10 years. Thank you. Another question? Yes?
The
what?
Is the study going to be ongoing?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It's going to be for until 2013.
They're doing a second one in 5 years.
The Acción para la Salud, Action for Health. But we are, as you know, my population is 80% Hispanic population because we are in a border. Okay, thank you. Okay,
thank you so much. I just also want to mention that Lourdes is a founding member of the Arizona Association of Community Health Workers, and she's played a key role in organizing community health workers in her state. So thank you so much, Lourdes and Lee.